I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I reviewed No Hard Feelings, a mediocre, raunchy comedy that only works because of Jennifer Lawrence's attempts to enter this specific genre, but is very weak in its choice of humor and the way it's ripping off The Graduate. Only she isn't a seductive wife, she's a troubled young Uber driver on the verge of losing her house and has already lost her car. Her only hope is to answer an ad in which Matthew Broderick and Laura Benanti offer her a car in exchange for dating their socially awkward teenage son before he heads off to Princeton. Andrew Barth Feldman plays the young man whom she must make a man out of, and if you ask me, he's inferior to Dustin Hoffman's character in The Graduate. No Hard Feelings was directed by Gene Stubnitsky, who also wrote and directed Good Boys, as well as a few episodes of The Office. His previous film was proof that he can enter this raunchy territory, but his next film only works in Lawrence's acting skills, not for the comedy or supporting actor. The jokes are typical and sometimes mean, and the story doesn't really give Lawrence the timing she needs. She can expand her horizons as an actress as long as she's given the right material. 2 stars. To recap this week's new movies, thumbs up for the worthy Chris Hemsworth sequel, Extraction 2. Thumbs way up for The Blackening, which knows a fresh horror satire when it sees it. Thumbs up for the documentary Desperate Souls, Dark City, and The Legend of Midnight Cowboy, a doc you can give a Joe Buck about. Thumbs down for Wes Anderson's Asteroid City, which looks great but lacks the development of his previous masterpieces. And thumbs down for No Hard Feelings, which has a likable performance from Jennifer Lawrence, but not much else. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.